Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my bow. Snakes in my case.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfect.
With four homers hit on the final ball, Jordan Walker came back to defeat Kyle Schwarber to win the 2026 Home Run Derby. 12-11 is the final tally in the final round. Walker is the first Cardinals player to ever win the Home Run Derby. In the WNBA, Kayla McBride and rookie Olivia Miles combined for 70 points to power the Minnesota Lynx past the Phoenix Mercury 104-100. The rookie Miles has become the fastest player in the WNBA to reach 400 points, 100 rebounds, and 100 assists. Angel Reese posted 23 points and 13 rebounds. The Atlanta Dream defeated the Los Angeles Sparks 101-92. The BBC reports that England will make a game-time decision whether midfielder Declan Rice is fit to start in the World Cup semifinal against Argentina on Wednesday. Rice has been battling an illness that removed him from the pitch against Norway.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Planning Commission to discuss changes to cannabis regulations. CAL FIRE schedules prescribed burn at Morro Badoon's Ecological Reserve. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs around right in 101. It's 74 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. In its May meeting, the Paso Robles City Council directed staff to develop a cannabis regulatory permit and remove the cap of three such businesses in the city. The Planning Commission will meet tonight at 6:30 to discuss Council's recommendations and consider a recommendation to allow for adult-use, non-storefront retail cannabis in the city. Proposed amendments to the Municipal Code would also require non-storefront cannabis businesses to receive a cannabis regulatory permit, allowing the city to continuously monitor owners and employees of cannabis businesses within city limits. The proposed ordinances would not allow storefront retail, cultivation, manufacturing, testing, laboratories, distribution, and more. The Planning Commission's meeting will be held tonight at 6:30 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Paso Robles has been nominated in the top 10 best wine regions for USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards. Paso Robles is described as having gorgeous views, intricate diversity, and five-star hospitality. The region offers everything from small batch tasting in the vineyard with tiny family wineries to some of the most breathtaking vistas with the capacity to welcome a crowd. Community members, visitors, and wine enthusiasts are encouraged to vote for Paso Robles once per day through Monday, July 20th, to help showcase Paso Robles wine country on the national stage. The voting can be done at 10best.usatoday.com. CAL FIRE to conduct prescribed burns at Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn, weather permitting, at the Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve in Los Osos. CAL FIRE says the operation will promote the regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that are either fire-dependent or benefit from fire. It will also reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. CAL FIRE says that due to the amount of fuel being removed, the project will be ongoing with several burn days as weather permits. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's consent agenda is a confirmation for approving the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Son. On the public hearings as well is a resolution to remove one hazardous oak tree at the Atascadero Senior Center. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Atascadero's next Coffee with the Planner event will be this week on July 16th. This month, Coffee with the Planner will be held at 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. These are informal sessions allowing staff to hear from the community on a variety of topics pertaining to the city, including zoning, land use, city policy, and development projects. Each event has a specific topic, but staff are happy to address any topic. Staff this month will be discussing the upcoming general plan update and zoning code. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday for the Home Run Derby, Cardinals slugger Jordan Walker upset Phillies star Kyle Schwarber. Walker hit six home runs on his final six swings to beat Schwarber. The final tally was 12-11. Tonight is the All-Star Game. In California news, a lawsuit has been filed by 12 states, led by California, to block the media merger between Warner Brothers and Paramount Studios. Attorney General Rob Bonta claimed the merger would end up harming audiences on every sofa and movie theater seat in the U.S. if the merger goes ahead. The new company would account for over a quarter of film releases. With Disney, Universal, and Sony, the four would control 86% of the film market. The governor's office announced that California families are buying their first zero-emission vehicle this summer. They can get $3,500 off at the dealership. Newsom signed SB 168 yesterday, a bill that created California's new rebate program. A week after the California DMV informed thousands of drivers they need to retake their tests due to irregularities, they have spoken up as to why. DMV spokesperson Giovanna Herrera said the irregularities could point to widespread cheating. A notice to retake the test does not indicate the DMV has determined cheating occurred, but the tests are flagged as potentially problematic. Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The Organic Certification Cost Share Program provides cost share assistance to producers and handlers of ag products who are obtaining or renewing their certification under the National Organic Program. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce, explains how organic producers can apply for this cost share.
Typically, this program's administered two different ways. The producer can go into the local FSA office and they can present their invoice, receipt, whatever, that they have had the certification done, they've paid for the certification, and this is for crop years 2025 and 2026. If they bring in those receipts or those invoices to the local FSA office, we can submit that application for the cost share reimbursement. There's also an opportunity for states to also help with the administration of the Organic Certification Cost Share Program. That is done through a Notice of Funds Availability, a NOFA, and states will have access to that NOFA in the very near future. But historically, for example, a State Department of Ag can administer it.
Certified operations may receive up to 75% of their certification costs paid during the program year, not to exceed $750 per certification scope.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Sentinel Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Summer in Paso is beautiful, but it can wear you out. This July, Spa Allegretto is offering a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service. Cool, soothing, and designed to refresh you from the ground up. Nestled at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect summer escape right here on the Central Coast. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to reserve your appointment.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th. The California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale now, midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The first U.S.-grown pears to be harvested this year began shipping to retailers and canneries last week as the season kicked off in Sacramento County. After a historic spring heat wave, the crop matured faster than usual this year. Growers along the Sacramento River started picking Bartlett pears, the state's top variety, on June 29th, about 2 weeks earlier than average. California pear growers aim to sell most of their crop before September, when they lose market share to pears from the Pacific Northwest. Justin Bloss, sales and marketing manager at Lodi-based Rivermaid Trading Company, California's top pear supplier, said the early harvest could benefit growers in the state by lengthening their market window. "It's really a blessing," Bloss said. California is expected to harvest about 91,000 tons of Bartletts this year, down 15% from last year's 107,000 tons, according to the California Pear Advisory Board. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs right around 101. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs around 104. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday. Sunny on Tuesday. 100 Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, low 90s on Monday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 75 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh is telling Congress the Fed has no tolerance for high inflation. Speaking to the House Financial Services Committee, Warsh did not address whether an interest rate hike could be on the table. The Consumer Price Index suggests inflation moderated in June down to 3.5% at an annual basis as energy prices retreated, though crude oil prices have turned higher today on renewed Mideast tensions. Bank earnings came in better than expected today from J.P. Morgan Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs. IBM shares, though, are down more than 20%. The tech giant is seeing companies pulling back on software spending because they are investing more in data centers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
25 minutes after 8, KPRL. Don't forget the Red Scooter Deli with two locations on 6th Street. And that's right next to the pet department. And of course, downtown, right next to the park. Now, they're open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays, so you can plan dinner for Music in the Park. And remember to use promo code KPRL for 15% off. It's that easy. Just order online, redscooterdeli.com, or don't forget to call them at 805-237-1799. That's for Red Scooter Deli.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Sometimes a sense of humor and a ready wit can get a person out of trouble. Then again, it can get a person into trouble. In Texas, William Martin accompanied a cattle drive up to Wichita, Kansas. He had a reputation as a happy-go-lucky frontier rollicker. But this rollicker, like a hurricane, always seemed to leave destruction in his trail. And because of this, he became known as Hurricane Bill. On July 6, 1874, Hurricane Bill and about 15 other Texans started riding the streets of Wichita, shooting their guns and terrorizing the citizens. In response, about 50 armed citizens appeared on the street. Then City Marshal William Smith showed up, asking that everyone cool down. But no one was willing to back off. Finally, a lawyer by the name of Tucker stepped out from the group of citizens and, with shotgun in hand, told the marshal he was willing to arrest anyone the marshal pointed out. Marshal said, "All right, arrest Hurricane Bill." Without hesitation, Tucker cocked the hammers of the shotgun, pointed it at Hurricane Bill, and said, "Surrender." It happened so fast that Hurricane Bill found himself giving up his pistols before he realized it. Then, like lambs, the rest of the Texans dropped their guns. After a fine and some jail time, Hurricane Bill took his shenanigans to Dodge City and then back to Texas. He became a deputy sheriff in New Mexico, where he would rope and tie prisoners to telegraph poles because there was no jail. From there, Bill went to Arizona, where in 1881, he disappeared from the history books. Hurricane Bill was 6 foot tall, 200 pounds. He had light hair and blue eyes and dressed well. If you should run into him, be prepared for a wild time. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Eric Church, live in concert. And I'll have the time. At the California Mid-State Fair.
Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at MidStateFair.com.
Having a record year. Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Midstate Fair.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Paso Robles has been nominated in the top 10 best wine regions for USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards. Paso Robles is described as having gorgeous views, intricate diversity, and five-star hospitality. Community members are encouraged to vote for Paso Robles once per day through Monday, July 20th, to help showcase the city's wine country on the national stage. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn, weather permitting, at the Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve in Los Osos. CAL FIRE says the operation will promote the regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that are either fire-dependent or benefit from fire. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 101. It's 76 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Elena Kagan going before the House Appropriations Subcommittee to ask for a bigger security budget.
They're expected to testify on the court's proposed fiscal year 2027 budget amid efforts to beef up security. The U.S. Marshals Service says that in 2025, it saw a 57% increase in security incidents involving the judges. U.S. Marshals Service says it investigated more than 1,000 serious threats.
Fox's Alex Hogan. This afternoon, the sister of the late Senator Lindsey Graham going to be sworn in to serve the remainder of his term in the U.S. Senate after his unexpected death.
I think this is what Lindsey would have wanted, and I plan to honor him.
Darlene Graham was appointed to the seat by South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster yesterday. World Cup semifinals today. Spain plays France at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. America's listening to Fox News.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
and everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peak Painting, peekpainting.com.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Hot today, high of 101, maybe 102. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Probably around 104 on your Wednesday, 100 on Thursday. Will cool down finally on Friday to the upper 80s. Same on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:58 a.m., 8:20 p.m. We are at 79. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the absolutely gorgeous doors. It's that pretty easy. All right, coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters. Barry, man, he's loaded. Brett and Candace Saberhagen, it's Saber Wings. It's financial support for cancer patients. It's the obviously the monetary and the emotional consequences of Medi-Cal financial toxicity on patients and the families. And then Danny Morgan. This is a rags-to-riches story, bootstrapping oneself to success, a local business owner's view of San Luis Obispo County's private economic development. So enjoy that. Always like to hear those success stories this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. All right, freedom of speech ready to go. It's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Make sure everything's working just fine with guests coming in for the fair and the, of course, summer holiday or summer vacations for lots. All righty. Okay, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, whatever may be on your minds, change the subject at any time. That's why we call it freedom of speech. And you can be wearing any kind of T-shirt you want while you're calling in. There is no dress code between us and you while you're at home. Here's something that is kind of ties in with something that we had last week. Chris, do you remember the conversation? So, because somebody called in that what's the difference between texting while you're driving and eating?
I sort of remember us talking about that, to which I said there's a massive difference.
Okay. Because the person was wondering, well, why isn't it against the law? Because it can cause distracted driving.
Right.
All right. So, and I think I explained it. Anyway, so it just so happens that a recent survey has highlighted that the rise of car dining is what it's being called. It's across the country. And more people, on average, three times a week are eating in their vehicles. And one of the reasons is the peaceful refuge from everyday pressures. Now, I don't see here specifically it says that they are driving while they're eating, but they're in their cars eating to get away from everyday pressures. All right, well, and another reason is because lifestyles are becoming more busy. All right, there's a couple of things. I guess you can ask some questions or have some thoughts. What stage are you in life? You got three kids. You're going to school. You're going taking them to recitals or practice or something like that. And you're trying to make all that okay. That's a busy lifestyle. That goes away. And the other is, and probably more on, well, I shouldn't say more, but in some cases, because people don't schedule well. Chris, do you think you use your time well?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
No, not really. Well, I mean, I really don't think I don't. Okay. I don't think I use my time as effectively as I could. There we go. In most circumstances, if I've got something important to do, I think I'm a lot better at scheduling things or, planning around it. But for everyday activities that are a little bit more mundane, I probably waste more time than I should.
Okay. So obviously, other than the responsibilities of work, you don't have what you would consider a we get into our routine during the day. Most of us.
Correct. My routine for here is, wake up, come here, and then go home. And then whatever happens at home just kind of depends day to day of what I feel like doing and what I think are the most pressing needs.
Okay. I don't know how most people do that, but would you say that you procrastinate then?
No, I don't. Sometimes I'll put something off maybe for like a day or so, but I rarely procrastinate to the point where something gets to be a problem.
Okay.
That's the one thing I want to avoid.
Or you miss a deadline.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Which is not the end of the world. I mean, if you're not missing a deadline and something can get done tomorrow, although, well, there's a whole bunch of sayings. Don't put off tomorrow until, or something like that. You know which one it is? I forget what it is. One of those old ones, which I reverse.
Don't put off tomorrow something you can do today, something like that. Is that what you're trying to get at?
Yeah, I think so. Now, so when you put something off that's not, the end of the world putting off, aren't you gambling that something's going to come up before you get something that you could have and maybe should have gotten done, and now something comes up and now you're behind? So if you're not doing anything of the utmost importance, like me watching Kong Skull Island, I could have gotten some things done even though it was raining a little bit. But now something else happens and now I'm behind. I think most of us do that once in a while, don't we?
100%.
Yeah, pretty sure. Pretty sure of that. Hi, good morning.
Morning. I'll change the subject to the T-shirt. on the airplane?
Yeah.
Is it safe to assume that that was a pro-Palestinian anti-Semite person that was wearing that T-shirt?
I don't know exactly his political view, but just for the heck of it, why would that matter?
Well, it matters because there's a lot of ignorance out there. I've heard recently that Hamas has one whole wing that all they do is propaganda, and they film, set up things to film this horrific genocide that the Jews are creating there, or, you know, perpetuating. And of course, there's many more Palestinians or Arabs or Muslims in the world. They're propagating like rabbits. And in other words, the Jews are doing a very poor job of genocide because they're increasing by leaps and bounds that wing of the human race. But and they actually, when Israel warns a city that they're going to be bombing, so Hamas gets their cameras out there because they know where they're going to be, and then they take these fantastic pictures of these buildings coming down. And then, of course, the other part of that is they've got all of their ammunition and all of their sites and everything around schools and hospitals purposely so that they can video tape when Israel strikes back at them.
Okay. All right. Now, this guy is of Palestinian descent.
The guy with the T-shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
So
but,
my suspicion's confirmed.
Okay. You know what the... I told you what the shirt said, right?
Well, no, I didn't hear exactly. You said you kind of summarized it.
Okay. It says, bombing kids is not self-defense.
Oh that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I assumed it was Palestinian, pro-Palestinian.
So the question would be is, does the airline have a right to ask him to remove the shirt, or you're not getting on board?
Well, I wondered about that. If it was just one attendant that asked him, if the guy would have escalated and said, well, is that a policy, or is that just your opinion? It would make a big difference.
Okay.
Right.
Well, he didn't make a he didn't make a big deal out of it. He did as he was told. He changed his shirt, and as he said, because he wanted to go home.
Right.
Okay. Now the flight attendant deemed the message offensive.
Personal opinion.
Right. She's also, could we say, a servant?
A servant.
His ticket is paying her salary.
Yeah, well, that's probably overlooked. I would wonder whether or not he could have escalated that a little bit just to say, is that your personal request or opinion, or is that a policy of the airline?
Well, I'm going to assume because the supervisor approached him. And the airline, not directly but indirectly, said that they want to minimize any potential for, shall we say, issues during a flight. So the question then again is, does the business have a right to do that, even though that's his freedom of speech?
Well, in the case of an airline where you're all captive, you're captive in that cigar, aluminum cigar they're flying in. There is an issue about security because there's been issues before, right? People have gone off, and so you don't want to exacerbate anything. So, like I wouldn't wear a Trump was right about everything hat. You think they would balk at that when you walked on if you had a MAGA hat on?
On the airline?
Yeah.
Well, if they're going to be consistent, if this one airline anybody's going to be consistent, I would assume so.
And I would agree that you don't want anything controversial because of you can't get away from it.
But
if that sets somebody off, either way.
My question even earlier is then, okay, who's going to decide what is controversial?
Good point.
Because we've gone to such levels now where, you know, people are get offended by a lot of things, which, you know, to me is grow up, move along, and shut your mouth.
Well, yeah, that's...
I'm not going to get offended by, you know, I may make an assumption on the guy's shirt, whether, you know, or something else, or your hat, you know, that, okay, this guy, you know, he's a jerk, he's a what, he's a this, I'm not going to have anything to do with him, but I'm not going to go up to him and start a fight with him just because of it.
Exactly. But there are people that, and like I said, in that kind of a closed environment where you can't get away, people really need to be not triggered, I guess.
Right.
We don't want to
right.
trigger
and,
each other.
And that kind of gets back to a little bit of common sense here, is that, you know, again, the guy may be the greatest person in the world. He may be better than Mother Teresa. We don't know that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he has a right to wear that shirt, or some people think. But, again, you know, you alluded to it, especially in today's climate, why don't you use a little bit of common sense and just negate any potential for the garbage? Well, I have a right to wear this shirt. Well, if somebody came up and punched you in the face, well, what you might have expected it. I'm not saying that it would be right, but you might have expected it, so you want to minimize it. Hell, the government, they implement rules all the time on us to minimize, you know, whatever.
Minimize?
Yeah, the potential for getting hurt, spraining my pinky, you know, all these OSHA rules and all this other kind of crap that we have. So, you know, us as people should probably think, you know what, I'm going to a Raider game. I don't think I want to go to a shirt with Pittsburgh Steelers on it and say the Raiders S-U-C-K.
Yeah.
Because I might get the hell beat out of me. But I have a right to wear that shirt. And in some cases, I'll be a little sarcastic here. You know what? Then you have the right, and you're going to get beat up, and I'm not going to help you because you're an idiot.
Yeah, there's a Bible verse somewhere that says something like, I have the right, but it might be right. I mean, I might have the right to do it, but it's not expedient. In other words, yeah. You could do this, but it's probably not the best thing under the circumstances. So that brings up the question in my mind about a Christian T-shirt, a message, you know, Jesus saves, or, you know, all the graphic T-shirts they have with Bible verses and statements about salvation and or maybe
all right. Okay, so again, I'm just throwing this out here. When we hear from people of, I don't know, all this LGBTQ, whatever it's called stuff, you know, people have said, well, why are you bringing your personal sexual preference into the public limelight? Isn't that a personal matter? Isn't religion a personal matter? And what is the point of someone, whether it's a bumper sticker or a T-shirt, why are you bringing your personal matter into the public light? Shouldn't that be between you and your God?
Well, as Christians, we're told to go, therefore, and preach the gospel, you know, discipling people to obey the God's laws. And so that's a mandate given to Christians.
I don't think there's a mandate that says you have to wear T-shirts.
No. That's just one medium to do that.
My point is, when people wear a T-shirt and they have a message on it, why do they think that somebody else cares about their personal message?
Well, in some cases, it helps me know who I'm dealing with.
What do you mean?
Well, you know the person. You know, if somebody's got a controversial T-shirt, something that I would not agree with, the point of view, it tells me, so I'm not going to go there, or I'm just not going to engage. Or the other way around, if it's a T-shirt I agree with, then there's a connection. And people would give you a high five or say, I like your T-shirt, or,
well,
you know.
That gets back to my point. Why are you looking for that?
Because we're a community.
Well, but aren't you supposed to love thy neighbors regardless of what their T-shirt is?
That's true, but you can also, you have a deeper fellowship with someone who you agree with than an adversary. In other words, you're going to treat your family one way and your friends another way, and your people on the other side of the political spectrum or religious spectrum a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And you can love all of them. I mean, we should. We're mandated to do that.
Okay, so you own an establishment, and you have two people walk in. One has the T-shirt from the guy that he wore on the airline saying, you know, whatever about kids. And another person walks in with one of your T-shirts or your hats. Do you as an owner, do you think you have the right to throw either one of them out?
Well, it's your business. Like you said earlier, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I mean, some places say, you know, white tie, you know, ties. There's a place downtown where a food place that if you walked in, I don't know if they turn you away if you walked in with a T-shirt, but only a T-shirt on and jeans. Or shorts, flops, you know, flip-flops.
Flip-flops, yeah.
But
okay. All right. Well, that's why we have opinions. Okay, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Let's see. I couldn't have something to do with the fact that he was wearing on a T-shirt on a plane that had the word bomb from bombing. Bombing. Okay, how about a QR code on my shirt? All right, let's see here. Okay, this is a... all right, it's a short gun story. A guy walked into a crowded bar, waving his unholstered pistol, and yelled, I have a 45 caliber Colt 911, 1911, with a 7-round magazine plus one in the chamber, and I want to know who's been sleeping with my wife. A voice from the back room called out, you need more ammo. Okay. Well, thanks for that. I appreciate that. Let's see here. What do we have? Anything in today in history? The first racehorse to win $1 million, and it was the Great Citation, Triple Crown winner. And what else happened on this day in history? What do we have? Hulk Hogan admitted he'd used steroids. This was back in, he's been abusing them since 76. He said this in 1994. Anybody that didn't think that he wasn't using steroids before was, let's just say, a little stupid.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Pass Rebels Planning Commission will be meeting tonight at 6:30 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's meeting will discuss amendments to the city's municipal code regarding cannabis. City Council directed staff to allow for non-storefront retail cannabis and to develop a cannabis regulatory permit. Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6, and on tonight's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Son. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 78 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry will have first up Brett and Candace Saberhagen, Sabes Winks, financial support for cancer patients. You'll learn about the story and what they've been doing. And then also Danny Morgan from Rags to Riches. Bootstrapping Oneself to Success, a local business owner's view of San Luis Obispo County private economic development. Enjoy that. Remember, stay cool. Make sure the animals are taken care of as well. And let's see here. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops small business, keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.